For the last 8 months, a legislative committee has been trying to wrap their heads around the true cost of K-12 education. Senator Dave Kinski is part of that effort, and he's become well known for saying that he wants to see the most bang for the buck. Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson visited Kinski in Sheridan to ask him what that means.
The United States has been struggling for decades with the question of how do we get better educational attainment. And part of that research started in the 80s, which found when you control for all other variables, socioeconomic status, income, and so forth, the most powerful predictor of student attainment is effective teaching. And since then, there's been a lot of research on what goes into effective teaching. And so, yes, there is a certain amount of art, but there's also a lot of science that can be applied. And the elements are this. First, that you have to be data-driven. Now people go, oh, you just mean teaching to the test. Well, no. When I was in school, you'd have a pop quiz on Monday and then a pop quiz on Friday to see what you'd learned. That's all they're talking about is being data-driven. Have you learned? We've spent a week or 2 weeks studying this particular model. Have you learned? Second is that data is looked at in a transparent way in a collaborative community of teachers. And now that's important because there was other research done that showed in the United States, the difference in educational attainment between schools, the variation is 30%. Within schools, it's 70%. What does that mean? It means within any one school, there are some teachers that are really able to be effective and there are some teachers struggling a little bit. So what the model does, a collaborative data-driven model, as it says, we're going to sit down together and look at our data results, and the most effective teachers can help mentor and teach the least effective teachers so that the least effective teachers can become more effective. That is the fastest path to progress.
We're seeing results based on that model here in Sheridan.
The consultants that the state has hired over the years observed that the highest performing districts adopted that type of model.
So from the perspective of a policymaker, you are concerned about quality education being available to all students in Wyoming, and you want that bang for the buck. You want to make sure that the dollars that are spent impactfully. So when you see a best practice and you know that not every district in the state is adopting it, what options do you have at the state level in terms of saying, hey, maybe we should adopt this statewide?
Well, I'll tell you, when you float the idea of Cheyenne telling each district what their educational model is going to be, you get rebuffed pretty quickly. That's not just the way people in Wyoming are hooked up. You ask me about my journey as I've studied and learned, I've kind of concluded that it has to come from the school board and the administrator saying, we want to adopt the best practices that we can.
And, you know, we're having conversations about best practices and innovations, but at a time when we're facing big decisions about budget and funding for education. And I'm wondering, you know, how do we reconcile the fact that we might be cutting funds for public education with a conversation about what's most innovative and what the best practices are?
Well, so is it necessary to spend more money than any other state in order to adopt the best practices? Is it the money or is it the management? Is it the legislature's not spending enough or is it maybe superintendents aren't adopting the best practices? You know, our model in Wyoming is that money goes out to those districts in a block grant and it's up to the board and the superintendents decide how to spend it. And so I guess I'd put the question back to them. How are you going to move to the most effective and best practices in a time of constrained budgets? That's for them to answer.
Really, that's the answer, that we can't send a message from Cheyenne that we see how to do this well and you got to do it that way because it's good for kids?
Well, it could be. Tennessee, I've been wrong before and I'll be wrong again. I just, the way I read the political tea leaves, I don't think there's a whole lot of will down there for mandating how districts are to be running and whether they're going to adopt the best management practices. Sounds crazy, I know, but I think that's just where the politics are. And I don't know why that is. I don't know why superintendents and districts took this money and didn't adopt the best management practices. I don't know why that we're still looking at business as usual in too many districts.
And on this idea of mandates,
you know,
from...
You think it sounds easy just to say the legislature is going to mandate something, but that is not an easy thing.
But it also sounds easy to say, superintendents, we gave you a model and funding, and why didn't you do it that way?
I think the legislature has to take some responsibility, but I'm telling you politically, I think the legislature will stop short of mandating to every district that they adopt the best practices that you're seeing in the best performing districts. I just don't see that happening in Wyoming.
Is it an idea that you floated, even though you feel like there isn't the political will?
Oh, you lay it out there just to see what the reaction is, but I myself don't know that I'd be prepared to vote for that, because I think these things are best not in a top-down direction, but coming from the grassroots.
That was State Senator Dave Kinsky speaking with Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson. Kinsky says the top-performing schools in Wyoming use a model called professional learning communities. In a future story, we'll visit several of those schools to learn what makes them so unique.